بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. الله سبحانه وتعالى is telling us in the Quran that when we help him, he will help us. Oh, you believers, in tansurullah, if you help Allah Ta'ala, yansurkum. Fi'lu shard, jawabu shard. That's conditional. How do we help Allah Ta'ala? It means helping Islam and the Muslims. Islam, Dinul Islam. There are so many ways to help Islam. Dinul Islam to exist, it needs support. It needs knowledge, financial help, physical help, helping and defending Islam in writing. So that in Tansurullah, Yansurkum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Allah ta'ala will give you a victory. وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ Allah Ta'ala will make your feet firm. You don't run away from the battlefield. If you are helping Allah Subh'anaHu, if you are fighting for the sake of Allah Subh'anaHu Wa Ta'ala, if you are defending yourself, your Muslims, your deen, then Allah Subh'anaHu Wa Ta'ala will give you a courage. Allah Ta'ala will give you victory. So that is the meaning of the ayah. We said, we need ta'lim about tawheed. We have to know about Allah Ta'ala. Who is Allah? What are the sifat, names and attributes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? We have to know that. Al-asma wa sifat. We have to know about our deen, the ahkam, the rulings about sawm, salat, zakat, hajj, all this bay, nikah. We have to know that. All that. We have to know about what's halal, what's haram, what we are allowed to do, what not to do. Right. So, last time I spoke about the Salat. The Salat has got conditions. Ashurut wal arkan. Something you should do before you start your Salat. What you should do. Alhamdulillah, we know most of it. We know that it should be the time for prayer. We have to face the Qibla. We must have wudu. Yes, our body must be very clean. The place where we pray must be very clean, no najasat, all this. That is the conditions of salam before you start your salah. And there are what we have to do when we start our salah. From the beginning to the end, what are the steps? Last week I mentioned about Al-Musi'u Salati, the Sahabi, who was praying in the masjid, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting there. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him doing the salat with so many mistakes. And when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said salam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said wa alaikum salam wa alaika salam. You haven't prayed properly, go back and do your salat again. He did his salat again but with mistakes. So he came back to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said wa alaikum salam. You haven't done properly, go back so many times, 3-4 times. Then he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me. I can do more better than that. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started teaching him, yes, how to stand, how to takbir, how to read, what to read, how to do ruku, how to do sujood. All this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he learned from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, here I want to say few mistakes some of our brothers here, they do. Not only here, but everywhere. What Muslims, they do mistakes in the salah. The first one is, you can see in the masjid, when people are praying, the imam is there, and the people are praying with the imam, someone comes a bit late and starts running all the way to the last saf just to join the salah. Because maybe the imam is in the ruku' at that time, and if you join the ruku' means that rak'ah is valid for you. But if you miss the ruku', imam says, Sami'allahu liman hamidah, then if you join at that point, means that rak'ah you have to do later after imam finishes salah. So what they do, that they do, they run very fast. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَتَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسَّكِينَةِ. Calm down. Calm down. Yes. Means there must be, take your time, walk slowly. وَلَا تَأْتُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْرَعُونَ. Don't come to the salat, haste. That will take, and sometimes what happens, people, when they say, Allahu Akbar, and before they do ruku', even already imam made i'tidal, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَهُ. And they don't know, but even they miss it, that rak'ah. So what you do, take your time, slowly. Whatever you join, you pray with the imam, that's fine. Yes. وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ. Whatever you miss, fasallu, you pray. When imam says salam, if you miss one rak'ah, two rak'ah, three, whatever, then you stand up and you do. So that, وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّ. That's very important. Another point is about our staff. Our staff sometimes it's not straight. The rows, you can see there are some gaps in between. People stand, they stretch their legs like this, where two people can pray, he is taking only by himself. So there is space, a lot of, in between him and the next, on right and the left, that is not right. They have to stand closer to each other. Yes. And when the first saf is full, then the next one can be started. If there is space, you see space, just go in and fill in the space. That's very important, brothers. Another mistake we do, you can see some brothers, when they are in the salah, they do unnecessary movements. That's, they're not khushu'. Yeah, stretching, with playing with the clothes, or this moving this way, or this way, or they can't concentrate. So when you are on the salah, don't do unnecessary salah. The movement you are allowed is the movement because for your salah. When you see, to go closer to the sutra, you are allowed. Filling in the front line, you are allowed. Sometimes it happens, one person comes out of the saf because maybe he remembered it. He had no wudu. Yes, it happens. We are a human being. Yes. When you did two rak'at with the imam, then you remember it. You haven't done your wudu. So you have to stop and go for your wudu. And you left that space empty. So the brother who is standing behind you can take step forward to fill in that space. That's allowed. That's right thing to do. So no unnecessary movement is in your salah. Yes. Another thing which happens, mistakes we do, yes, and when do sujood and when do the ruku' or the sitting, sometimes it is wrong. Some person does ruku', but little bit. He is not putting his straight himself, his back, little bit. Maybe he is not feeling well. Maybe he's feeling well or sometime, but he doesn't know. And when we do the sujood as well, the forehead and the nose should touch the carpet. You have put little bit weight there and stay calm and you feel at ease. At-tuma'nina is very important. Sujood and ruku' should be given time. See, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, three times, and you have to stay and wait, gives little time. Not very fast, you see. So that's not right. Another thing we do sometimes is we don't follow the imam. We do sujood or ruku' before the imam. Before the imam. When somebody says Allahu, before he says Akbar, Allahu Akbar, they're already in sujood, they're already in ruku'. That's not right as well. We must be very careful. Another thing we need to have is a sutra. When you are praying by yourself, make sure somebody is not passing before you. So what you do, stand very closer to a chair or whatever, something in front of you where you can do your sajda and nobody is passing. People will pass behind that. Yeah. So make sure you have got sutra. If by any chance, if you see that one of the lines there is space, you can go inside and then you fill in that. The musallis there said, praying behind you, they are, the imam is the sutra for them. The imam is sutra for them. So if you see on the line somebody going in front of you, just to fill in the line before you, that's fine. Here it's sutra, your imam is sutra. But when you praying by yourself, that is the time you don't allow anyone, you shouldn't allow anyone pass to you, just stop them. But make sure you have sutra. Yes. I don't know, I saw some masajid, they do salam to each person after salat. Everybody stands up and shaking hands to this person. The Qutb al-Salat hasn't said that. It looks like bid'ah. It's a bid'ah. Yes, it's not bad. When you finish your salat, read takbir, tasbih, tahmid, 33 times each, and to make 100, you say, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. If you got time, you read ayatul kursi, ayatul kursi, you read qul huwallahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas, 3 times, so read your adhkar. Read your own dua yourself. There's no point. Yes, possible if you see someone you haven't seen these days and you say salam, no problem. But very regularly, all the people standing and salam to everyone, to others, that looks like a bid'ah. Another point I would like to remind our brothers, it's common, it's about the dress they have, the clothes they're wearing. Someone is having a trouser, it's very long. That the trouser is even touching the carpet. So whatever below the ankle should cut. They should be cut off. It's not fine. Yeah, it should be above. Your trouser must be above. Or your kameez, yes, you are wearing, must be above the ankle. Yes. So that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his hadith, he said, whatever is below the ankle is nar. So be careful. You have to cut. Also, it's not allowed. The very short trouser, where someone, especially it happened in the summertime, some brother, they have a trouser which is very short, and when they do sajda, even the trouser goes, and you can see the knee out of the trouser. So that is not khairul umur aw sadduha, in between, below the knee and above the ankle, your kameez or your trouser must be there. Another problem with the clothes is sometimes somebody does sajda, the trouser goes down and the shirt goes up, and then you can see from backside they are naked. You can see from their body there. And that is happens, then the salat is not valid because the sutra, the awra is there. So be careful when you have your khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. When you come to the masjid, have a proper clothes. Yes, make sure you're going to the masjid. You are going, or even if you are at home, you are doing salah. So make sure you dress properly. Yes, think about your clothes. Because it is a condition, as I said before, that you have a very clean and clothes which is covering your body, your sutra, your aura. It's very important. Some brothers, you can see they have got pictures from their backside of animals or human picture, and the one who is praying behind him, he can read, he can see. Yes. Even writings are no good, but the worst is the picture is there at the back side of someone. You must be very careful. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the one who eats garlic and onion, yes, shouldn't come to the masjid when it is smelling from the mouth. So make sure if you eat food at home, then you can brush your teeth. Yeah, gargle it, clean it your mouth, and when you can, because the malaika don't like that as well, and the musallis in the masjid, they don't like that as well. So make sure when you eat food, yeah, you do your miswak. Yeah, before salat, before your wudu, properly do miswak, and then you come to the masjid, inshallah. Also, what happened is, people who smoke, they smoke too much, and it's smelling in the masjid as well. So smoking itself is haram, and you go to the masjid, yeah, you see they don't smoke in the masjid, but they smoke outside. Yes. So haram is not outside only. It's haram in the masjid and it's haram outside. So smoking is not allowed to have smelling in the masjid. It's not right. Some other big mistakes our brothers and sisters they do is they work somewhere and they got excuse, they can't pray. They say the employer are not allowing us to pray Dhuhr or Asr or Maghrib. So when they go home, yeah, they pray Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha, one go. One after the one at home. That's not right. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. The salat has its wajib on the believer, and it has got very specific time. Every salat, Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, every salat has got a time. Waqtul Fadlila, the beginning time, and Waqtul Fadlila, the best time, and Waqtul Jais, the time you are allowed. Yes. Every salat has got three timings. When it starts, when is the best time you pray, when you are allowed, and when is the last minute after that you can pray. So it's not allowed because of you are working, you don't pray salat on time. Yes. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَصِبْ. Just leave that job. Get another job, you will get a better job, inshallah. Yes. Yeah. It must be taqwa there, must be taqwa. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala will help you to get a better job. Yes. To put a lot of barakah in your business. So that is very, very important. So it is not also allowed to, that doesn't happen mostly, that people sell in the masjid. Yes. You can't sell things in the masjid. You can't bring your business in the masjid. Yes. Or you can't do that. So that is very important things to remind. There will be more that will remind ourselves. So it is very important that we learn about Salat. We study. We go to Islamic circle. We should have the book of fiqh about the Salat. Everyone should have a book at home at least. Read every single day. What is the Sunnah? What are the... So many Salats we don't know. Yeah. Salatul Duha, Salatul Khawf, Salatul Istisqa, Salatul Musafir. All these salats, you see, it will come to you. You never know. You never know. You see, you may travel, so you have to study what about Salatul Musafir, how you should do. Yes. Yes. Salatul Khawf. So when this fear is coming, you see, you are in somewhere you never know, and then the fear is there, you can't pray, and then what you do, how you do. So we have to do. Very important. Now, it is very important, my brothers and sisters, that we have isbat on our deen. We have to stick on our deen. We must be very consistent in our ibadah. Yes. When you see your iman is going down, yes, you come back. Make your iman stronger. Yes. When you say you are not in a good position, change your position. Go to a better position. Change your position. That is very important. Try your best to do the ibadah on time, the fara'il and the sunnah. The sunnah you used to do, don't leave it. Do on time the sunnah and fard. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Or you who believe, fear Allah as you were supposed to fear him, and don't die unless you have surrendered yourself unto Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to keep your deen, you need to think about your nafs. Be careful about your nafs. Yes. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. Yes. Your desires are there. Yes. Why people's iman goes down? Why they leave some sunnah? Because of their desires. They love of dunya is there. Yes. They want to do God this, and they have no time for the prayer. Inna nafsa la amaratum bisu. Another ayah Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. So if you fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and you just protect, restrain the things your nafs is telling you, then your destination, you will be the Jannah. And think about the dunya. About the dunya. I'll finish soon, inshallah. فَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the life in here shouldn't deceive you. الدُّنْيَا. This life, yes, you must be very careful. It's sometimes shining. It will show you something. So don't fall down straight away. Think about it. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And of course, you have to remember shaitan. Shaitan is everywhere. Be careful. Shaitan is at home, is outside on the street, in the masjid, even coming to the in masjid. So think about, be careful about shaitan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُو حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Shaitan is your enemy. So you have to treat him as your real enemy. He calls his party, his followers, to the hellfire. Yes. He encourages the people. Yes. حُبُّ الرِّئَاسَ. Yeah. There's a power struggle. Yes. Yes. He wants that you become in higher position, and then you will do so many bad things. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرٍ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ. We'll continue next week. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.